to do with Marjorie Marston on 27th of October 1994. Marjorie, can you tell me your age and your place of birth?
I'm 52 years old and I was born here in Leicester in Twycross Street, number 3 Twycross Street, in the Highfields area.
Were you actually born there? Or you...
I was actually born there,
right.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the house that you lived in?
It's just a terraced house. It's still standing. I have been to see it several times. It's opposite the school on the corner of Twycross Street. Just two downstairs, living room, dining room and a kitchen. Upstairs we had 3 bedrooms, no bathroom. We used to have our bath in the kitchen, in a tin bath.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, and now I think it has a bathroom, because after I moved out I think it had a bathroom in it.
Do you remember the toilet being inside? Or?
Toilet was outside.
Outside.
Yes.
Was that a problem for you in the night, during the nights? And...
Not really, no, I don't think so. We managed perfectly all right, yes.
So can you tell me a bit about your family background then?
Right. I come from quite a large family, really. My father was in the army. My father and my mother married twice because my father's first wife was killed in the war. And I have an adopted sister, older sister, an older stepbrother and sister. Then I am the eldest of my mother's children, and I have 2 younger brothers.
So how many of you were there in the house?
3, 4, 5, 6. There would have been about 7 of us, wouldn't there?
7 of us.
Yes. Yeah. So we managed well. It was only a small house, but we managed quite well. Yes. And as I say, my adopted sister anyway was quite a lot older than me. She was 11 years older than me, so she was well on the way to sort of moving out by the time everybody else was growing up anyway. So
right.
We had a lot of fun. We enjoyed ourselves.
Tell me a bit about your childhood then. Remember any particular?
My earliest memories were coming back from an air raid shelter. And I do remember, sadly, that a budgie of ours had died in a cage, you know, because I don't know quite what had happened. I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
Then I don't really remember anything else about the war. I just remember that when I went to school, and I remember when I started to school, I caught whooping cough. And so I ended up with bronchitis and double pneumonia, and I didn't go back to school then for another year.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to love school. I went to St. Peter's Junior School, St. Peter's Infant first, then Junior, and made a lot of friends there, and we had a really happy time.
Mm-hmm.
At school, at Christmas, we used to have fancy dress parties, which I remember quite well. I remember going one year as Little Bo Peep, with all the crinolines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And... We didn't have a lot of money. Obviously, we didn't have television then. We used to listen to the radio a lot, listen to records. Not records on gramophone sort of thing, because we didn't really have those. It sounds ancient, doesn't it? But, you know, it's not
that far.
No, it's not that far behind, really.
Mm.
We just made a lot of our own entertainment. Played cards, played darts. My father used to like playing darts. We generally had quite a happy childhood, I think.
Did you visit the cinemas?
We went, yes. Our local cinema was the Ellington Cinema, where it's now an elderly people's home.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Melbourne Cinema, across here.
Right. Can you remember the price of tickets?
Yes. At the Melbourne Cinema, it used to be 9p. We used to go in there. 9p downstairs and a shilling upstairs.
All right. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And at the Ellington, I think it was 6p. I'm not really sure. But we used to queue to get in there every week. And... they used to be pretty good, you know, pretty good shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, used to enjoy that.
Coming back to when you were talking about the air raids and that, can you remember where you used to go and?
Because I was only very young when. I mean, I was only 3 when the war ended.
Oh, right.
So I don't really remember an awful lot about the war at all.
Right.
I remember afterwards having ration books still and going to the local shops to buy sweets with the ration books, little coupons.
Yeah.
And I also remember masks, you know, the oxygen mask that they used to wear, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Remember those?
So of course
we had one in the house.
Well.
Yes, we had them in the house.
Were you somewhat sort of terrified because there was some sort of sound, wasn't there?
I don't remember a thing.
Don't remember.
I don't remember a thing about that,
I'm afraid. It must have been a frightening feeling.
With the mask on, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, my earliest memories are trying it on. And I didn't like it, no. because I don't like things over my face anyway, so I really didn't like it.
No.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember anything that happened with it. As I say, that's all I can remember really of the war.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me where your mother and father were then?
Where they worked?
Where they worked?
My mother wasn't employed. Okay. My father was employed with British Telecom. Well, it was GPO then.
Right.
And well, as I say, he was in the army for most of the war.
Right.
But then he was employed with the GPO.
Yeah. You don't remember his wages at that time?
I don't remember his wages. No, I don't. But I remember mine because when I was older and I went out to work, I started on £2.10 a week. That was at the GPO. I went to work in the drawing office there.
Right. Yes. And that was fairly adequate for a good...
That was good. And when I left work to have my son, that 8 years later, I was on £13 something, and that was a very good wage for a lady at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So can you tell me about your school? Can you describe the building or your first day at school?
I don't remember my first day, I'm afraid. Yeah. No. The building, it's still there now. You know, St. Peter's... Infants and juniors, just a very old-fashioned sort of building. A small yard that we played in, no green grass or anything around it. And as I say, it was opposite my home anyway, so I didn't have very far to go. Then upstairs and downstairs. The infants were downstairs, the juniors were upstairs. And we used to do PE out in the yard. I remember that, and little rush mats. I don't know whether they still do that these days or not. No. And little hoops and things and skipping, etc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's, right. And you had a good circle of friends.
Yes.
So you had a good school life.
Yeah. Yes, I really enjoyed school.
Right. Mm. What about your teenage years? What did you used to do for leisure?
For leisure? Dancing mostly. Right. We used to go out to the local Palais de Danse, which is now the Zoots.
Oh, on Humberston
Gate. Yes. Mm-hmm. That used to be quite an outing on a Wednesday, I think it was. You know, that was the best night to go on a Wednesday.
Right.
And the cinema, as I say, we used to go to the cinema. And we also used to have youth clubs. I used to belong to the St. Peter's Church,
mm-hmm.
and we used to go to youth clubs there.
What sort of activities did you have there?
Oh, sport, tennis. We used to go out probably to visit the theatre occasionally. Odd little outings. Sport. And it used to be attached to the St Hilda's, you know, on the Melbourne Road, St Hilda's. It's not St Hilda's now, I don't know what it's called.
No.
It was attached to a sort of a Methodist thing anyway. And we used to have Girls' Guildry. I used to belong to the Girls' Guildry. Mm-hmm. And I used to be in pantomimes sometimes. Mm-hmm. We used to do pantomimes and that sort of thing. So we had quite a good social life.
Right. What about the community around here? What sort of, was it a mixed community or just fairly a white community? Or?
It was quite mixed, I would think. How do you mean by mixed, anyway?
Multicultural?
No, it wasn't really multicultural.
Immigrants in there
no.
at that time?
No. When I was younger, we had no immigrants here.
Yeah.
The first time, if you excuse me saying this, the first time I ever saw a coloured person as anything was when I was at grammar school.
Right.
And we had one girl in the whole school.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So all the immigration has come in.
After
I got married, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 20 when I was married. So, yeah, it's come in more or less since then, the last 30 years or so.
Right, I see.
Yes.
Can you remember how people sort of react to all this? Was there anything in the papers or anything that... Or did people just accept this?
I think mainly people accepted it. I can't say that there was any reaction from me. I accepted it, and I think most other people accepted it. Obviously, I think there were problems with some people, you know, that they didn't really like the idea of immigrants coming in that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say, there weren't any real riots or anything like that, not that I remember anyway.
Right.
No, not while I was around here.
And do you know which countries they came from?
The girl we had in our school, I think she was from Africa. Yes, she was from Africa. And then slowly Asian people started to come in,
mm-hmm.
mainly, I think.
Right. Okay. Was it fairly safe to travel?
Oh, much safer. Much safer. And it's much... I mean, these days, you can't let your children out very far, can you? But, I mean, I remember from quite an early age going on to Spinney Hill Park.
Oh, by yourself?
Well, with myself, a friend, or whatever. And from the age of 11, I mean, I used to take other people's children up there to play. I used to take them with me. You know, little children, look after them, mind them.
Yeah.
It was a lot safer. I think there was just one incident once when there was a slight pervert on Spinney Hill Park. But there's nothing else that I can think of.
No.
It was a lot safer. And we used to be able to walk around at night time, go out and look at the shops in the town, you know, wander back. There were no real problems as there are today. I mean, there must have been some problems, because there always are, but nothing like today.
No.
No.
How would you say it is today?
I would say that most people are afraid to go out after dark. You know, if they do, they think they're going to be mugged or even worse, raped or anything like that. You know, they're just afraid to go out.
Right. But there's nothing of that, isn't there, during your
childhood? There was nothing, because, well, not that I can remember anyway, because as I say, I used to go out and just window shop in the town and then walk back home from the town.
Really?
And also we used to walk back from the dancing if, you know, from the dance in the town, if we had to, or if we missed the last bus or whatever. But I'd be quite worried if my daughter were on her own and she had to walk back from anything like that.
Okay.
My son either, really.
Were there a lot of burglaries?
I don't remember any at all. We used to leave our doors open.
Nothing at all.
You know, if we popped to the corner shop or whatever, the front door could be left open.
Right.
And we wouldn't come back and find everything gone, whereas you might do today.
Today, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the policemen? Were they very helpful? Did you have a local bobby on the beat?
There was always a local bobby walking around, I think. I didn't really know them that well. But I think, you know, you used to see policemen walking around on the beat, as you might say, not riding around in cars, but obviously just walking around. Because really, there weren't that many cars around anyway.
Right.
Now, I remember coal being delivered in the horse and cart.
Oh, really?
Yes, the old type, you know, with the big shy horses.
Right.
Yes.
So you used to have coal fires then?
We used to have coal fires until I was quite older, and then we had a gas fire. But mainly coal ones. Yes.
Right, okay. And what about clothing and shopping? Where do you remember your local groceries?
Yes, but just up the road, a few doors away, we used to have a grocery shop. I can't remember the first names. I think they were called Warner's. And then it went over to Clulow's, I think. And further on, there were about three shops in our street, in the lower half of the street.
Right.
And you could more or less get anything you wanted from there in the food line. But clothes, of course, you had to go a little bit further. There used to be clothes shops further down Conduit Street. I don't know whether that's still here or not.
It is. Yeah.
It is, yes. All around there used to be other clothes shops you could go and, you know, walk down to and have a look. Or we used to go into town, just into town and have a look at the shops.
Right. Okay. Can you tell me, did you say you had younger sisters?
I've got two younger brothers.
Right. Do you remember them being born?
I do.
And were they born at home as well?
Yes. I remember my brother. I don't remember my brother Brian being born, because he's only 15 months younger than I am. But I do remember David, and he's 5 years younger than me. And I remember I woke up and I heard this baby crying, and I rushed across, and I was the first one to hold him.
Oh.
That was lovely. You know. Oh.
So you didn't really know when the midwife came in and.
No, I didn't know
all
that.
Over with by the time you...
Well, she was there. I mean, she was there with my mom.
Right.
And but of course, being the kind that I am, I just rushed in.
Right.
And at 5 years old, you don't really take that much in anyway.
No.
But I remember I was the first one to hold him.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. And were the nurses and midwives fairly cooperative at that time?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Yeah,
midwife used to be more like a real friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, they used to come around and... The mums used to know the midwife quite well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be quite... And the doctors too, they used to be real friends.
Mm-hmm.
Our doctor used to be on the corner of Highfield Street.
Can you remember his name?
Dr. Casey or Dr. Sheehan.
Right.
Dr. Sheehan came later.
Yeah.
Dr. Casey was the older one.
Right.
I think he moved down to Spartanhoe Street eventually.
Mm-hmm. How does that differ from today, the midwives visiting the new mothers and their... Has it
midwives go in, and I'm sure they probably do try to be very, very friendly, but I think the thing that at that time you saw one doctor, probably. You saw one doctor and one midwife all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, of course, you go to hospitals, you see lots of different people, and even when you come to the doctors, although you try to see the same one, it isn't always possible.
Mm-hmm.
And Perhaps, I don't know whether you get the same close relationship or not. I don't know. I mean, when I was pregnant, I did. We had a similar sort of pattern. The doctor, I saw the same doctor practically all the time. The midwife used to come home and I saw her all the time. And that's quite a nice pattern, I think.
Yeah, get used to
them. Yes, you get quite friendly with them.
Right.
Yes.
How did you used to travel to work?
Foot.
By foot? You didn't use the local transport?
No, because as I lived in Twycross Street, the GPO was on Telephone House. The place that I went to was on London Road.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't very far, and I used to walk.
Right.
The same as when I went to grammar school, because that was in College Street. I used to walk there as well.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me about your grammar school then?
Yes, it's now the music school, I think, in College Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the collegiate girls' school. That had joined up with the Wiggiston, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was lovely. It's an old house. Have you ever been to the music school?
No.
Well, then it's in grounds and it's like old houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all separate departments. And we used to enjoy it there. In our domestic science classes, we used to clean a flat in the grounds, which one of the teachers used to occupy. So she had all her cleaning done for her quite, regularly every week.
Mm-hmm.
But it taught us how to clean and how to make polish and all sorts of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was quite enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
We did French, all the usual things that they do. Not quite as much as they do these days, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But enough.
The basics, yeah.
Mm, all the basics.
Yeah. Okay, can you tell me about your marriage now?
Did you get married in Highfields? I did,
at St. Peter's Church. Right.
Yes.
Did you tell me a bit about the date?
Got married on the 29th of September. I have to think about the date. It was 32 years ago, so that was 1962, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes, 1962. And then, of course, I moved out of Highfields. We went to live in Harewood Street then,
mm-hmm.
after I must have married. And from there onwards to Catherine Street, then to Norwich. We went to live in Norwich for a while.
Right.
Then we came back here, and now I live on Wintersdale Road.
Right.
It was just a sort of local marriage like anybody else's.
Right.
You know, we had our reception in a church hall,
mm-hmm.
at St. James's Church Hall. Didn't cost as much as it would do these days.
Mm-hmm.
It costs quite a lot these days, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
What sort of transport did you have to go to the church and back?
Cars. We had, they had wedding cars, obviously,
yeah.
the way they do now. Just cars, there and back. I mean, there were cars as I was growing up, but we had one eventually when I was about 14, I think.
Right.
My father had one. I didn't have television until I was about 14.
Mm. Did you used to go anywhere else to watch the television then?
Yes, at our church there used to be one of the reverends there. He had a television, so he used to invite part of the youth club or as many as wanted to go to his house, and we used to go occasionally to watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
It used to be fun.
Yeah.
But there again, you see, we could walk back home from there and there was no problem at all. No problem.
It was quite very safe. And
it was a lot safer than today.
Yeah, you know.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the deaths, any deaths that happened in
the
family?
Yes, the biggest death of all, which really had a very bad trauma on my life, was my mother's death when I was 11. It was totally unexpected because obviously people had been telling me she was getting better. Then one morning I just woke up and I'd been dreaming and I dreamt that she had died. And I just went running across to her, screaming, no, she's not, but she was, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what happened on the day I was supposed to go to grammar school. So obviously it was a really big trauma in my life, that was.
Mm-hmm.
And as with every other, I don't think you really get over these things.
No.
You just accept them, it just gets a little bit better as time goes on, yeah. And my mum had a normal burial. She was buried at Groovy Road Cemetery. And I remember going to her funeral, obviously. And a lot of people went to her funeral because she was quite well liked where we lived. And she was a lovely lady, and I was very sorry to lose her, obviously. Because we went everywhere together, I was one of those who went everywhere with her mum. And it was very sad. My youngest brother was only 5 at the time, but he still remembers as well. Yes, probably was. Although obviously, with him being five, he probably adapted a little bit more than I did at the time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was bad for all of us.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your work now? What was your job title?
My job at in the drawing office. I was drawing office assistant. First of all, I was a tracer, what they call a tracer. Then we were sent on a course to Bletchley in Buckinghamshire, and when we passed that, we became a drawing office assistant, which we used to help the draftsmen draw diagrams and underground cable diagrams for the telephones. We used to have quite a nice crowd together, you know, a lot of girls there and men. The men were draftsmen, we were drawing office assistants. But basically, a lot of the jobs we did very much the same of, but we just had a different title.
Right.
You know, and the wages, as I said, we started at £2.10, and after 8 years, I was on to £13 something,
mm-hmm.
which was considered quite good. We had quite a good time at in our work. We were what they called civil servants at the time, which meant you had a job for life if you really then. Not now, I'm afraid.
Right.
You know, you sort of, it was very hard for them to lose you, as you might say,
yeah.
unless it was something really drastic.
Mm-hmm.
So after 8 years, I left to have my son, and then I stayed at home from there onwards looking after them. I did lots of home jobs, like making things, making dice, you know, the play dice.
Oh, yes,
I've done those, I've made those.
Right.
I've made gloves, I've made slippers, I've knitted.
Mm-hmm.
I've done an awful lot of childminding.
Oh.
That was my last home job before I came here.
Was that in Harewood Street?
That was in Winterdale Road.
Right.
I did childminding.
Right.
And I used to enjoy that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the time had come to go back to work.
Right.
And otherwise I'd never get back.
No.
So then I came here and I became a receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last year, I'm deputy manager.
Oh, so very
good. It's, and I enjoy being here.
Right. So how many years have you been here then?
7 years now.
7 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about your children?
My children, I've got two,
yeah.
a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew is nearly 29 and Angie is 22. Andrew's was educated, they were both educated at the City of Leicester School on Downing Drive, that's right. Andrew grew up part of his life from about, let me think, I have to think about this. He wasn't very old when we went to Norwich, he was about 9 I think, that's right, and he spent 2 years there at school.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came back here, went to the City of Leicester. And he was quite a clever boy, so he went to Cambridge, went on to Cambridge. But now he's back at home with us for a while. And he's trying to get back into electronics, but it's not very easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's having his tough time as well. But we cope. We cope with him with it. Angela, that is. As I say, she's 22. She went to the same school as Andrew. She's at De Montfort University. Although part-time, she works at Next.
Oh,
yeah. On the clothing place. She's engaged,
mm-hmm.
Not getting married yet, but I love them both and they're very good to me.
Oh.
Yeah, they're lovely to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They've been very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the carnival?
Carnival? The Caribbean Carnival. That's only in the last few years, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you remember it all? I mean,
yes, we've been to see it. We try to see it every year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's very good. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes, like all the music. Steel bands I particularly like. I like those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we think it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. This year, I think, really excelled itself with all the costumes.
Right, I missed it this year.
Oh, did you? They had some beautiful costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Birds costumes, you know, all brightly coloured, and
mm-hmm.
they were really nice.
Okay. You know, when you were growing up, do you remember anything about the Lord Postman or the milkman? Did they deliver milk to the door?
Yes, that's what that. While I was growing up, it was always delivered to the door. We had the co-op; they always delivered. The post always came to the door. Yes.
Mm-hmm. and the horse, was it sort of horse and cart?
Horse-drawn, yes, to begin with, yes.
It reminds me of a Norman Wisdom film, the one where he's the milkman.
Yeah. Or that song Ernie, where he's got the horses and the cart. Yeah. Yes, yes, it was.
It was
yes.
So, I mean, it's very different from today, we don't see that sort of thing.
No, that's right, you don't, no.
So did he
it's a shame because they were lovely, you know, you could go out and talk to them or whatever.
Yes,
it's a shame.
What about the park? We used to visit the park often.
Spinning Hill Park, quite a lot. That was the local park, yes.
Did they have any events there, John?
Not that I know of events, no. Being in the Girls' Guild, we used to go out there sometimes and play games, you know, board games or whatever. And otherwise, I mean, they had swings on there, obviously, where they are roughly now anyway. We didn't have a nature park or anything. Just you made your own entertainment. You took balls, bats, whatever, and played around.
Yeah.
And so that was... We also used to play whip and top a lot. You don't see that anymore, do you?
Spinning
tops. Yeah, that used to be all right.
And hopscotch.
And hopscotch. And when I was younger as well, we used to have a lot of flattened... rummage areas or whatever you call them. We used to go on there and set up little camps, play what they call mother and father sort of thing, you know, that kind of thing. Yes, I remember that. And also on Swain Street, do you know Swain Street Bridge? We used to go there. It was a regular place for train spotting, to go and stand there and watch the trains come by. Lots of entertainment, you know. I think sometimes today's children have too much made for them.
That's right. And they
most don't.
Interesting computer games.
That's right. Like that. And they're sitting at the computer all the time.
All the time.
They don't use imaginations much.
No.
Right. It's a shame.
Yeah. So can you tell me anything about Highfields? Anything that really sort of caught your attention? Something that you can't forget? Something that's stuck in your mind? Anything at all?
Except that it was, especially around St. Peter's Road area, it was where a lot of fairly rich people lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who owned the big houses. I remember my mother used to go and clean for someone in Highfield Street, and I used to go along with her sometimes. And they are the main memories. Elderly ladies, perhaps on their own, with rich houses sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite the same as it is today, I'm afraid, around there, no.
Were they well paid? You know, people who used to go and clean?
I doubt it very much. I doubt if they were well paid. I really don't know how much my mother used to get, but she used to go and clean for them.
Right, so it was quite a rich area.
St. Peter's Road, around there, it used to be, yes.
Yeah,
you know, as I say.
They've got villas now, haven't they?
Yes.
And, the house where my father used to live was known as Melrose Villa.
Yes.
At the back of the stables where they used to keep the horses.
Yes, yes, that's right. So it was then.
Mm-hmm. Was there any sort of prostitution or anything at that time? Can you remember?
Not that I know of.
Any girls telling
No, I mean, it has never been brought to my notice at all, so I wouldn't know really.
Because
but
like
I don't think
recent.
So. This is something that's happened in the last years or so, yes.
Yeah.
As I say, it was a very different place, really. You felt safer. It was a happy place, happy Highfield sort of thing. You know, you felt a lot safer. You could go practically anywhere you wanted to. At least these are my memories. I had no inhibition whatsoever about walking anywhere. But that is a bit of a failing these days as well, because I still feel I can, you know. And obviously people say you must be careful, but you still feel that you can.
You hear so much and you see so much in the papers.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there anything else you can
think. Bonfire night. We used to have bonfires in the middle of the roads.
Right.
You know where St. Peter, do you know where St. Peter's Junior School is in Twycross Street?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Well, the Goxall Street,
right.
You know, there used to be one right outside the school there, great big one.
Yeah.
And as we lived just across the road here, you know, it was really handy. We used to be out there until probably 12 at night with this bonfire going.
Right.
And then there used to be one at the other end of the street as well.
Right.
And as there weren't a lot of cars, it wasn't really a problem.
Right. So who used to organise these?
We used to organise them ourselves, you know. We all used to collect some wood and plonk it on the bonfire, and everybody used to get their fireworks and start their fireworks up outside or whatever.
Yeah.
And people used to come out and stand on their doorsteps and watch. And
did you used to make the Guy Fawkes dummies for them?
Yes, we did. We did have the Guy Fawkes and put on the top.
Mm.
Yes.
And roast potatoes and treacle top.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
We had all sorts of things.
Don't
yes.
Say a lot of that now.
Dancing around the bonfire sort of thing, you know. And yes, even that seemed to be safer than it is these days.
Yeah, nowadays, so many accidents.
That's right. That's probably because so many people act so stilly with them.
Yeah.
You know, with the fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, people probably in those days, you still got boys who threw fireworks behind you or whatever, but not. You don't recall the accidents that there were. At least I don't. You know, I don't remember anyone having accidents.
No.
So obviously, probably they did in some case or another.
Yeah, but
didn't they? I didn't have an awful lot to do with that.
I think in those days, probably the adults used to be more careful as well.
Yes,
and
yes.
They used to insist on lighting up the fire.
That's right. Yes.
Whereas now, 14-15-year-olds think, oh, they can do anything.
I can do it. So that's it. Yes. Yeah. I don't think children were as tough as they are today.
No, they did.
Not at all. Not at all. I remember being in hospital when I was little. I was in general hospital because I had double pneumonia, as I say.
Yes.
And I remember my parents, I was in an oxygen tank, so I can remember looking out of it,
mm-hmm.
You know, and remember seeing my parents. But they weren't allowed to come and go as they are today.